Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood attention whisperer. Ever feel like you're constantly battling the little critic in your head? You know, that voice that nitpicks every move, belittles your achievements, and loves to remind you of your perceived shortcomings. Yeah, we've all got one. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that inner jerk and cultivate some serious self-love? That's right, folks, today we're diving deep into the world of self-compassion and learning how to ditch those crippling self-criticisms for good. Because let's be real, in this whirlwind of constant pressure and comparison, it's easy to fall into the trap of harsh self-judgment. We're bombarded with unrealistic expectations from all sides, social media, work, family, you name it. It's no wonder so many of us struggle with feeling inadequate or like we're not enough. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being easy on yourself. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it, would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd likely offer words of support, encouragement, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. So why do we treat ourselves so much harsher than our closest pals? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become your own best friend. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step to silencing that voice is acknowledging its presence. Pay attention to those negative thoughts, the ones that make you feel small or inadequate. Name them. Ah, there's Mr. Grumpy Pants again, you could say. By bringing awareness to these thoughts, you begin to distance yourself from their power. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your inner critic tends to go into overdrive when you're stressed? That's because it thrives on anxiety and uncertainty. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help calm your mind and create space between you and those critical thoughts. Remember, you're not trying to erase them. You're just learning to observe them without judgment. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Once you've identified those pesky self-critiques, ask yourself, is this really true? Often, these thoughts are based on unrealistic expectations or past experiences that no longer serve us. By questioning their validity, you can start to loosen their grip. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine a loved one going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Now say those same compassionate words to yourself. Remember, you deserve the same kindness and understanding that you offer others. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish that project on time? Did you make it through a challenging workout? Take a moment to appreciate your efforts and celebrate your successes. This helps shift your focus from negativity to positivity. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a freelance writer who's constantly battling self-doubt. She agonizes over every word she writes, feeling like she'll never be good enough. One day, she realizes how much this inner critic is holding her back. So, Sarah starts practicing mindfulness, noticing those negative thoughts without judgment. She also begins to challenge them, asking herself if they truly reflect her abilities. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts treating herself with more kindness and celebrating her accomplishments. She still faces challenges, of course, but now she approaches them with a newfound sense of self-compassion and resilience. See? It's about shifting your perspective, embracing those imperfections, and remembering that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. By cultivating kindness towards ourselves, we create space for growth, resilience, and true fulfillment. Remember, you're doing amazing. Now go out there and be your own best friend. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love. And until next time, keep those minds sharp and those hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.